Morning.
Understand.
You can't talk.
Understand. We were talking to each other at 3 o'clock this morning already. You have to get sleep. You have to sleep as well. I know you can't talk, so I can say what I want. You can't argue with me. So I can do whatever I want now. It's the best time to talk to your wife once she's done nagel bus. That's the only time I ever. That's when you can say whatever you want. Choshuv ledas. So we spoke yesterday about the importance of the parent, the relationship. I just want to add in a kudya here. When we talk about what we speak about and we see the problem, we tend to forget, oh, I'm glad you're here. We tend to forget another very important nefkuda, which seems to be contradictory to what we said yesterday. So you shouldn't have sveikas, it's important to know this. Rav Michael Yehuda Zatzal, who was one of the Baale Chinuch, Gedoyle HaBaale Chinuch, of this door, said that the biggest problem with chinuch today is not that kids don't get enough love and they don't get enough warmth and they don't get enough this and get enough. He said the biggest problem, you'll never guess what it is, you're in for a big shock. When I heard this, I was like, it's an issue, I understand, but hell, that's the problem. The problem. They're all problems, but the Ica problem, you want to guess? what is the Ica lack, the Ica problem in the homes today?
Discipline.
Yeah, exactly. But not discipline the way you meant it. Not the way you meant it. Samchut. Authority. There's a total breakdown and a lack of what's called the hierarchy of authority in the home. Mm-hmm. If a child doesn't grow up with authority, he'll never be able to make up the authority of Hashem on him. The authority of Rabbonim, the authority. We live in a world of anarchy. We get so scared because kids are going off the derech because they weren't loved enough and get warmth enough or whatever, so we go to the other extreme. Zelo aderech. The child has to know. There's a mother, there's a father, there's a father, there's a mother. Sorry, I also made a mistake. There's a father, there's a mother. No, it's more chashuv that. More chashuv. In America, it's broken down completely. In America, you're not sure who the daughter and who the mother is. There's no sense of distance, of. It's a bayagadol. Bayagadol. How you instill that and how you do that and at the same time maintain the Yamin Makarev, because authority is not a smaller deiche. It also comes from the Yamin Makarev. That's it. You have to go ask you don't have to go on chinuch courses and you do that, whatever. I'm just making a note here just for further so that you shouldn't think that means you abrogate your authority totally over your children because you've got to do what we said yesterday.
Which we could send the kids on chinuch courses.
No, no, no. Chas v'chalila. That's the mistake. No. No. It's our responsibility, not theirs. They'll have their children. You better send them on chinuch courses. They'll go on chinuch courses before they have children. Dr. Chaim Volozhin said, we start mechanicking our children 40 years before they're born. 20 years before they're born. Before you get married, start mechanicking your children. That means mechanic yourself. Get yourself sorted out. No, we don't have to send the kids on chinuch courses. We have to go on the chinuch courses. We have to learn how to communicate with them, how to listen to them, how to hear them, how to discipline them, and each one's different. What works for one kid doesn't work for another kid. That's not the problem. That's the challenge. Baruch, we don't have problems.
Why are they not the same?
Why are they not the same?
I've got to figure out one.
I've said this how many times here? Diversity is wired into the very fabric of the Bria. Complexity. Differentiation. Look at the Bria. You have two people with the same face. Hashem shepas ufeim mishtanois kach.
Why is it so confusing?
It's a problem of authority. Parents to children or children to parents?
With what? Authority.
Yes.
The children need to, need to know that there's an authoritative figure in the house.
It's a problem. It's on the children.
The problems
side.
With the parents.
No?
Problems with the parents. But the parents aren't instilling in the children a sense of authority. The father gave up his authority. He doesn't know how to do it. Whose problem is it that the children don't get punched today? Whose problem is that? Let's get straight to the core. The fact that we're not allowed to hit our children today, whose problem is that? I mean, who suffers from that? The children suffer from that. They're suffering because they don't get a patch. But whose problem is it that we're not allowed to give them a patch today? That's our problem. because we don't know how to give a punch anymore. We lost the art of how to give a clap. If you know how to give your child a clap, then he'll still thank you for it in 20 years' time, and he'll still feel the warmth and the love of that clap in 20 years' time. Hit him. Because if you don't, you're doing him a disservice. You have a whole generation growing up with absolute total hefkeiras. But you're not allowed to hit him, because how? Honest Rachmanopatra.
Rambam,
no? Yeah, but the
should
Rambam
be done in anger should be a last resort, should then go away and cry that you have to use that.
Fine, but you still need to know how to use it. We don't know how to use it anymore. So the Rabbanim said stop using it because you're doing more damage than good. So now you have to do it without that. So the kids suffer. It's always starts here.
Getting a patch is a good thing because I knew as soon as I got a patch, it was over. The incident was completely finished.
That's one aspect of it. Yeah.
Sorry, it's
not the same
it's
in my
grass, not the Rambam.
What?
Who says that?
The Rambam also
three
says
conditions
have to be. Oh, the gross thing, that's the conditions. Sorry, I'm talking about the Rambam says that you have to and how you do it. And what
that was the worst punishment I can ever get less.
No, getting a punch. You knew you did something wrong and you knew you had to get a punch. You got a punch and it was great. Someone got a punch from his parents and felt resentful. You were angry with them. Well,
I always felt like I deserved it.
You knew, it starts here. You knew that you had to listen to your parents. You knew that you weren't always going to listen to your parents. Right? But you knew that you had to. But you knew that you weren't always going to. And you knew that when you didn't, as you do the crime, you pay the time. It's simple. That was how I lived. At school as well, you got a punch from a teacher. You didn't run to the social welfare organization. You knew you got caught doing something you shouldn't have done. You got a clap. That's it. Now and again, you got a clap that you didn't deserve, but you knew because there were times you got away with it that you didn't get a clap that you did deserve. So you have sorted out. Today, kids can't grasp that. You know why? Because they don't know why they have to listen to you. I have to listen to you. Why? What gives you any... Not that defiant. They just don't understand why they have to listen to you.
It's the authority issue, you said.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You take away the authority issue, the whole system collapses. Now you punish a child for doing something wrong, he resents it. He feels he's hated because what? But you didn't listen to me. Who should I have to listen to you? You know more than me. Why do I have to listen to you? I'm not saying this is all the cases. Some children understand that they need to listen to their parents, but some children don't. Why not? Because why should I? You know, lama, kacha. Okay, I just wanted to bring that in because you can sometimes forget about this. The Maot Chashuv to know that there has to be a very gentle balance. How you do that is not the... First you have to behave mechubadik. you have to be somebody that they want to look up to. You can't be their friend. You have to be their friend without being his buddy. Kids are looking for a father, they're not looking for a buddy. They've got lots of buddies. Not sichotchal a buddy. He needs a father. The Goyish advert one. Who did I hear that from? I don't know. I listened to a share once. I heard someone saying that he heard an advert on the. Your children don't need a friend, they need a father. Some Goyish advert, I don't know what it was for. Drugs or something. Okay, so yesterday we said that you have to provide healthy soil. It requires menuchas hanefesh, it requires indications, expressions of betochen, of imunah, of the way you live your life. That's what's going to create the avira, the environment in the house that's going to enable the child to flourish. Further, yelet shemitiva ragish ve'enu soivah lachatz, you get children. Like you said, some children are different. Some children are very sensitive and they can't handle pressure. That's why you'll find it's usually the most sensitive, caring, other aware, intelligent, bright kids are the ones that go off the derech quicker than anybody else. That's usually what happens. As most mothers, I'll tell you, poshut. Why? Because they can't handle the lachatz. Yipone chalile b'matzav zeh el hevolei ha'olam. The law lachatz. He looks out in the world out there and he sees all sorts of nice things that'll entertain him that have no lachats. There are plenty of things he can do without any lachats. Plenty of things the world out there has to offer him that doesn't have any pressure. That's why the first thing you have to get rid of is the lachats. When I made Aliyah, my Rebbe said to me, he said, you must watch the lachats on your children from the schools, the lachats on the education system. Be very wary of lachats. Pressure. Pressure. There's pressure on the kids to learn, and there's pressure to become a godel, and there's pressure to achieve, and there's pressure to do more. Sometimes it's a peer pressure, sometimes it's a pressure from the tribe, sometimes a pressure from the parents. You better achieve, you need to do, you blah, blah, blah. Why aren't you the godel ador yet? Why haven't you finished Shas yet? You're three already, what's the matter with you? When I was your... There's pressure on the kids all the time. So now, when the home's calm and relaxed and chilled and everything there's fine, children can handle the lachats outside the house. But when they come home and there's more lachats in the house than out the house. One of the reasons, there's many reasons, one of the reasons why children look for their outside the house. They go look for all the nourishment, the garbage out there. They're running away from the home because the home's not a place where they want to be. Like we said yesterday, make the home the kind of place where the kids want to come home to. Vada, child has to learn to do what he has to do, but what pressure? Child needs to know that you've got homework to do, you do your homework. With bleep pressure. Why does it have to be pressure? Don't get upset. Why are you getting upset? He doesn't do his homework, he didn't do his homework. Okay, now you deal with what you do with the kid who didn't do his homework. But why lachats? Why is there homework in the first place? You send him to Torah school? You send him to Torah school, he shouldn't have homework. Rav Matisyahu Solomon said it, I'm not saying it, Shastang Gezun Zayin, there's no space in a Torah educational framework for homework. It's the most anti-Torah thing you can do. They all do it, but said it. I'm not changing the world. But don't take homework so seriously. The child also has to know he's got responsibilities and has to take care of them. What's the problem with homework? No. And the Beis Yaakov's in Kitta Aleph, already the parents are spending a lot of time doing homework because the kids can't do the homework. Why are you giving kids homework that they can't do? You're giving the parents homework. You're not giving the kid. Give the child homework that's appropriate for him. But I'm talking even before that. Why are you giving homework in the first place? Even if you would give correct homework, the right homework, appropriate homework, it's still you shouldn't be giving homework. Why not?
Keep them busy and in trouble.
That's why you should give them homework. No. Plenty of other things you can do for a child to keep them busy and out of trouble.
I'm saying that's what it's called.
If you can get the mother off her phone, so there's plenty of things she could do to look after her children. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, it's just what I see. Emma, in the doctor's waiting room. Emma is gone to the car. Who are you calling? Your mother's here? Your mother's in Hong Kong. What are you talking about? Your mother's in Disneyland. I don't know where your mother is. She ain't here. No, the problem is, Rav Matisyahu explains, the problem with homework is like this. The home is rachamim and the school's din. School needs to be din. You can't have 40 kids in the class and everybody just gets what they want, how they want. We don't build individuality in a school. That's not what we're trying to do in a school. School's taking care of some of the things that you can't take care of at home. They have technical skills that you don't have to mechanach and educate your children in a certain way that you can't. And the kids need social environments, they need to learn to fill those development funds, you send them to school. So the school can't deal with rachamim. The school has got to maintain discipline and make sure that everything gets done the way it's supposed to be done. You sit down, don't make a noise, don't talk in class. Home is rachamim. Home is where a child has to feel comfortable, he has to be able to do whatever he wants to do. He wants to put his feet on the couch, you let him, you don't let him. Those are the rules. There's rules in a house. Some houses, the parents don't mind if the kids jump on the couch. Other homes, the parents won't let the kids jump on the couch. That's fine, no problem with that. No pressure doesn't mean hefka. Child needs discipline, but I'm not saying not. But the din, which is homework, is now coming into the home, which is rachamim. You now have to apply din in your home to get the kid to do his homework. Very few kids come on home and say, I'm not going to have lunch right away. I want to just finish my homework first. Most kids, you get one or two. You get rare kids like that. You have some kids you get. One in a million, maybe, whatever. The kid will come home and he'll say, you know what? I think I'm tired, but I think I'm going to go to bed. You know, it's 7:30. I know it's a bit before my bedtime, but, you know, I think I'm tired. I'm going to go, look, I'm going to bed, you know. I said, oh, these are things that don't happen. You've got enough fights in your house where you need to impose authority without having to deal with homework as well. But I mean, Tissi holds that it should be also to give homework. It is also to give homework. Ah, why are they doing it? They're freaking on. It's a good book. If you still have kids at home and you still want to know a little bit about chinuch, the Matthias Seif on chinuch is more worthwhile. It's very different from all the other chinuch sforim. It's not telling you how to machanach your children. It's teaching you the underlying principles. Once you understand the yesodis and the principles, Hashem trusts you to raise your children properly. Straight from the heart. Something like that, straight from the heart, or talks to the heart, or it's got nothing to do with heart. I don't know. It's a red book. It's on my shelf. Solomon, the Mashgiach from Lake. Yeah, yeah. The gate said Mashgiach. Today they call him the Lakewood Mashgiach. Today they call him the Mashgiach. We start with the Mashgiach Hadoti. Wonderful man. Wonderful man. Chanuch four generations already. So the kids in Gates, and he's teaching now in the stomach. Their great grandparents were told him off. He's in Lake Gates. It's made the convention. Yeah, but all the chinuch books, they all tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. He doesn't. He holds it. That's the biggest problem. You need to teach the parents principles, under them, they understand Torah Shkof of chinuch, and then they'll know what to do. What's the proof? If you want to become a sheikhet, what do you need to do?
Learn to shecht.
Before you learn to shecht, before they even let you into the shecht house, you got to know Shulchan Aruch. You got to learn all the sugyas. Then you have to do a shtaj. Then you have to work with another shecht. You have to do. Then you have to do experiments. You have to whatever. It's a whole ganze business to become a shecht. They don't just let you go in there and shecht. A moyel. They just tell a guy to be a moyel. There's a whole talich to get a tudah or whatever. To become a parent. Now, eating kosher meat is very important. And having a bris milah is more choshuv. But raising children is that outweighs all that stuff big time. There's no in the Torah. If you have a parent, you have to go on a course. You have to do a certain internship. You have to get a certificate. Any 22-year-old gets married to some 20-year-old, or 20-year-old gets married to an 18-year-old. A year later, they've got kids, and they've got to raise kids and build a family. And Hashem says it's fine. I trust they do it. The Torah trusts him to do it. How? Because they'll know what to do. What's the problem? We don't know what the principles are. We don't know what the goals are. We don't know what the Torah wants from us. Rav Solomon Sefer teaches you the Yesodis. Once you have the Yesodis, you go off and mechanech there. Somebody who's going to tell you, listen, if your child says this, do this. If your child does that, do this. What's he doing? He's not helping you. First of all, he doesn't know your child. He doesn't know you. What he's really telling you is Hashem made a mistake and gave you this child. Really, the child should be by me. So 3 o'clock in the morning, phone him and say, listen, the kid just did something that wasn't in your list of things. You know, if the kid does this, do that. What do I do now? You know?
Internet.
Sorry?
Go to the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Google it. Yeah, Google it. Google it. You understand? That's the problem. If you know what the goal is, you know what the principles are, if you understand the system, so then you'll know what to do. Will you always get it right? Probably not. Do you always have to get it right? No. No. Error is built into the system. That's what we learned here. We in the world of Luchos Sheni, you'll make mistakes. Besada, so what? You'll learn from your mistake. You won't make the same. Or it won't be as bad. But we need to understand what is chinuch. What are we trying to do here? That safe is gewaltig. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'll just give you one example of how, if you don't understand the principles, you can get it very wrong. And if you do, it's partial. Why do we teach kids Aleph Beis? Because we want them to learn how to read. Right? They discovered in America that the way they teach the girls to read gets them to read much quicker than the way they teach the boys. The old Masoirah dick away, you know, you have your Masoirahs. All that boys, right? You went, you had your Masoirahs, and they teach them Komets Aleph. Oh, Komets Beis, Bo. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
That's a song, I think.
They spend an entire year learning Aleph Beis or whatever. The girls are reading already 3 months later. So they decided, this works much better. So they started teaching the boys the way they taught the girls, and they lost the whole generation. Because the goal of teaching a child Aleph Beis, a boy, is not so that he can learn to read. It may be a side benefit of teaching Aleph Beis, that he'll learn to read. If not, you'll have to work out another, that you'll find some other time to teach him to read. We're not teaching the child Aleph Beis because we want him to learn how to read. That's not the goal. The goal, when we teach him Aleph Beis, the goal of teaching Aleph Beis is not so he should learn how to read. He may learn how to read when you teach him Aleph Beis. Most kids actually do pick up how to read. Stage two, once they've got the Aleph Beis, you can go on how to read. But when I'm teaching him Aleph Beis, the goal is not to teach him how to read. The goal is to instill in the Jewish neshama the kedusha of an Aleph and the kedusha of a Beis. And if Chazal say the way you do that is by the Messiahs that we have, then that's the way you have to do it. And if you do it any other way, you're going to lose out on all of that. We'll teach him how to read, Gavaldik. He has to learn how to read. I'm not saying not. I'm not saying that's unimportant. And most kids do learn how to read through the system. A lot don't. You only find out they get Yeshiva Katanas and you realize the kid never knew how to read. He got through the whole of Cheder, he got into Yeshiva Katana, and nobody, not his parents, not the rabbi, picked up that he can't read. This happens regularly.
Wow.
Sad. Okay, that's another problem. That's another issue. It's the clever kids. Stupid kids, you pick it up straight away. It's clever kids can hard it. It's unbelievable how well they can hard it. I had one like that. It's unbelievable. You can't tell he can't read because he's... Your dad, he looks like he's reading and he's not. Amazing. Anyway, that's another story. You understand the problem here? So when you teach a child Aleph, don't use Aviron as the dugma. Because you're instilling in Kedusha of Torah, of Kedusha to a neshama. Use Avod, use Aron HaKodesh. I'm saying that use Kedusha digger things because that's what you're doing. Now, if you didn't know that, if you didn't understand and know that that's why we're instilling in a child, why we're teaching him Aleph, you're well justified in saying, 1 second, this system of teaching kid to read doesn't work as well as the next system. We'll use the other system. So what's the problem here? Not that you don't know how to teach the child how to read. The problem is you don't understand what your goal was. You don't understand what you were doing.
That's why we teach them. Yeah, then why
are they teaching them how to read? It goes much quicker. They're not drilling into them comets Aleph or comets Beis.
They don't, girls don't need the Kedusha.
No. Chazal said they don't need that. They have that already. For what they need to do and their tafkir in the world and their tafkir in the world, they don't need that. No, they don't need to learn Torah either. They need to learn Halacha to know what to do. That they need to learn. But what we call Torah Lishma, women don't need that. No. It's called shiftless when they do that. Whatever that word means, it's not a good thing. Tiflis. What's the word that Gemara uses? Anyway, whatever. No? You don't need to know the Kedusha of Aleph Beis. You need to have it drilled into you when you're 3 years old. It's Kedusha in Aleph, of course. Yud Kei Vav Kei, he didn't need an Aleph. What's Gematria Aleph 1? Yeah, but it's also 26. Because an Aleph is two Yuds and a Vav. How do you write an Aleph? Any Soifrim here? An Aleph is made up of two Yuds and a Vav. That's 26. What's the Gematria of the Yud Kei Vav Kei? 26. What does it tell you? Echad, one. Who's 26? He's one.
But you don't have to teach the details.
When I teach the child Vayikra, Chazal say you should start teaching the child Vayikra. That's what they do even in the Chedorim today. They learn the first few psukim Vayikra to the Yetzis on and then they move on, because today's just not Shaykh. What are you doing when you're teaching a child Vayikra? You think he understands the difference between a Chattas and an Asham and a Dos? You think you understand it? That's with understanding. There's a Kedusha that Vayikra that a child at that age needs to have put into his Neshama. That's the food. His neshama needs nutrition. You know, the nutritionist that tells you what food to give him is the Torah, is Chazal, is Messiah.
Isn't it also they're supposed to learn what it means in life, throughout life, to sacrifice?
No, a three-year-old's not learning sacrifice. He doesn't learn nothing. He doesn't know what you're talking about. They're six, are they five, six? No, let me finish it.
Even on a simple level.
If a child picks that up, he picks it up gavaldi, but that's not the goal. It's a mefurash posuk. Daber oiznei Yisrael. It says, what's the Lashon there? It says, Daber al oiznei Yisrael. Speak to the ears of the Jewish people. Now, when you speak to somebody wanting to listen, who do you think, what do you think you're speaking to? His nose? What does the Torah have to tell you? You have to talk in his ear. Where else are you going to talk? Rav Dessler says, you know what it's teaching you? Talk to the ear. The child doesn't understand you right now. You're not talking to his mind. When you're explaining the thing to the child doesn't understand what you're talking about. You speak, it goes in, it's like a vitamin. When you eat bread, you have to eat it, you have to chew it, you have to do a whole lot of stuff and swallow it. Yeah? A vitamin pill, you just swallow it. You didn't taste it, you didn't chew it, you got no benefit from it. A lot of what we're doing to our children is just giving them vitamin pills. Vitamins. We don't understand. There's an neshama here. You know how to look after neshamas. You know what an neshama needs. Chazal tell you what an neshama needs. Just follow the rules. You'll be fine. Don't come make changes in the system. Yeah, where the Chazal of this generation tell you you need to make changes, you make changes. That's the way we pass him. That's the way we pass him. The major machlokes, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, on how we should learn Torah. You know that? When you open your Gemara and you start learning, you don't even realize you're mavatling a Rambam. You know that? Every time you sit down and you open your Gemara to start learning, you're mavatling a Rambam of Fereshes. Why? Because we're passing like Rabbeinu Tam. And you know what the machlokes is. And now if I'll tell you the two systems, you'll go with the Rambam every time. You'll listen to the Rambam every time, makes much more sense in Rabbeinu Tam. Anybody who's learned Gemara knows that the Rambam system makes much more sense. Rambam says you have to divide the time that you're going to learn into three parts. There's three parts to Torah, and you have to divide your time up into three parts. I'll give everyone a whole share on this. I think it's online if you want to listen to it. Hilchos Talmud Torah, but I'll do it in 2 minutes. We have 8 minute Daf Yomis today, we'll have a 2 minute Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam says there's Torah Shebikzav, Torah Shebalpeh, and Gemara. People think Torah Shebalpeh is Gemara, it's not. I'll show you now why not. Torah Shebikzav and Torah Shebalpeh are finite body law. Torah Shebikzav is Tanakh, that you have to know, and Mishnayos. Either the Mishnah according to Biyud HaNasi or the Mishnah according to Rav Moshe ben Maimon. The Rambam holds you can be Yotzi the Din, the Chiv of learning Mishnah by learning the Yad HaChazaka. Choose whichever you want. They're both choshuv. Sada. And then he says, you need to be Isaac Kol Yomov be Gemara. You need to learn Gemara Kol Yomov. Torah Shebikzav and Torah Shebalpeh needs its time, so you split your day into three. Let's say you're going to learn 9 hours a day. So 3 hours Torah Shebikzav, 3 hours Torah Shebalpeh, and then Gemara. Once you know Torah Shebikzav and Torah Shebalpeh, says the Rambam, then you just need to set aside a bit of time to learn it so you don't forget it. And the rest of the day you should be Isaac be Gemara. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? The Tosis in Kiddushin. Learn Talmud Bavli. We yotzi the Rambam's chiyuv of shlish, shlish, shlish by learning Talmud Bavli because everything's in Talmud Bavli. Most people learn Talmud Bavli, never know anything about Tanakh. Know very little Mishnayos. Sad. So you have to set aside time for yourself on the side to also do a little bit of the Rambam. But the Rambam makes much more sense, no? Take a kid, teach him all the Mishnahs. Then teach him all of Tanakh. When he's 14, 15, start teaching him Gemara. You see, the Gedolim are dead connected. I don't know why. You see, the Gedolim didn't go for it. Makes much more sense, no? Yes. Take a kid when he's in Kitta Dalit and start teaching Gemara. My goodness, what are you doing? We're passing like Rabbeinu Tam. And the Mechaber brings it down, the Halacha, like Rabbeinu Tam. There are more, I think. And I haven't seen anybody pasking differently, so what can I do? My hands are tied.
Imagine learning the Gemara, and you know where all the pasukim come from.
You and I know that that's not shaykh. So we have to spend most of our time learning Talmud Bavli, because even if we will learn, you're learning brachas now. There are many pasukim there being darshaned by Chazal. You have to know how to do it. It's long called kach mesudah. That's why learning the Mishnahs using the Rambam is much easier because it's more Mesudah, a fee subject. The Mishnahs is all over the place. So Kanan Hilchos Shabbos in Mishnah Brura. It doesn't go like, okay, now there's 39 Melochas, now we're going to do Boira, now we're going to do It's all the Mishnah Brura is all over the place. The Rambam is more Mesudah, that's what I'm saying. It makes it much easier. Not everybody holds you can be Yotzi the Chiyuv for learning Mishnah by learning the Rambam, but the Rambam holds you can. So. People make a big mistake. The Rambam says today you can be Yotzi the Chiyuv of learning Torah Shebikzav and Torah Shebalpeh by learning Tanakh and Ma'aseifah. People think that means you don't have to learn Gemara. They make a mistake. The Rambam, when he says Torah Shebalpeh, is not including Gemara. The Rambam holds you have to learn Gemara Kol Yomov. That's only after you've mastered Torah Shebalpeh. Fine. Anyway, whatever. We have to understand the principles according to what the Torah says, not what we think. That's why that Chinuch Sefer of Solomon is Moridik. It's the only one I know that actually teaches the principles. He says it in that Dom. He says the biggest problem today with kids going off the derech is Chinuch Svarim. That's what he says. Yeah. And then he goes on and justifies and explains why he's allowing them to publish the shirim. He never wrote the sefer. It's a Talmud that took his body, the shirim. Why he's allowing it to be published, and how you have to use the sefer and whatever, and then there'll be a toilet. He gives you a sefer. It's interesting answers. There's questions and answers as well that he deals with as well.
It's in English.
Yeah, for sure. He all smiles. I'm sure there's one floating around you. I've seen it around you. It's like a red book with a picture of him on the cover. Straight from the heart. No, that's somebody else. Don't know. From Gate Said with Love. I don't know what it's called. Have a good day, Roboys.
Have a good Shabbos.